I want you to think of someone from your country that people in your country praise. So for example, and then I want you to think of why. So for example, here in America, most Americans praise Abraham Lincoln because he ended slavery in America. And people praise him for that. Now, you got people in your country that fit the same, you know, there are reasons, there's somebody, or probably lots of people, that people in your country praise, and there's a reason for it. So give me some examples. Oh, we're thinking. Can't think of anybody that people in your country praise? Yes.
Korean people praise the King Sejong.
King Sejong?
Uh-huh. In Joseon Dynasty.
Okay.
For making the letters of Korean.
Okay. He's the one who invented the Korean alphabet.
Yeah. He studied Chinese and all the other languages. Even Arabic.
200 languages.
Even Arabic.
Okay.
In the world. And then he invented the Korean.
Okay. Got it. Good. Somebody else? What's that?
I said, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Somebody else?
Indonesia, there's the ex-governor named Basuki. He's the first one who created a transparent budgeting system. So
yeah.
The people will know how the funds will be used.
Right. What was his name?
Basuki.
Basuki.
Yeah.
And he created a transparent financial system for the government.
To prevent corruption.
Okay, good. So he prevented corruption.
Right.
Somebody else?
In China, there's President Mao.
Okay, Chairman Mao in China.
Chairman Mao. It's kind of controversial, but the last generation people praise him.
Okay. He established the current government.
Yeah, current government.
Okay. Got it. Somebody else?
I'm just thinking here about musicians and, you know, Taylor Swift. I don't know if she's still famous. All these people that, you know, they're our idols and people really want to be like them and praise them. Yeah.
Why do they praise them? They play good music.
They're successful.
They're successful. They play good music, whatever, something like that.
I guess they reach out to the people if you're trying to relate.
Okay. Got it.
Well, I think of Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa.
Why do we praise her?
Everybody knows about Mother Teresa. It doesn't matter where you live and how she dedicated her life to serving those who were dying no one else would help them.
Okay.
Her whole life, everything.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. Sinan, how about Turkey?
There should be someone, but...
But you just can't... No one's coming to mind right now.
I can't find that person.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay.
Because they actually stop and
the poor economy.
Poverty.
Okay.
But people think that way.
Okay.
And, people also think they created a lot of jobs.
Okay. So they praise the CEOs and founders of these big companies because they created jobs, helped the economy. Okay? Were you going to say something?
Yeah.
Okay.
General Lee Sun-sin.
I'm sorry?
General Lee Sun-sin in Joseon Dynasty.
Okay.
He was a soldier. He leads many Korean Joseon Dynasty soldiers and protest against Japan.
Okay.
So he lists the fights, wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even though he was killed by Japanese soldiers,
he said,
"Don't notice my death." And encourage soldiers to keep fighting, and we won.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sacrifice himself.
Okay. Okay, good. So these are all people that somebody from your country praises. And praise always has specifics behind it. You never praise somebody let's just praise him. I don't know why, let's just praise him. There's always a reason why you praise somebody. And so the NBA Finals, we just had those. TV commentators were praising Kevin Durant. Why? For his performance on the court. You praise a restaurant because it makes good food. You praise your mom because you appreciate the sacrifices that she made for you. When you praise a doctor, there's a reason. When you praise a teacher, there's a reason. When you praise a song or a book or a movie, there's a reason. You don't just praise, let's just praise. I don't know why, but let's do it. There's a reason. There's always a reason for praise. Okay. When you praise God, is there a reason? Or do you just say, praise God, praise God? You don't really know why. You're just saying it because, it's the Christian thing to do. And so I'm just kind of doing the Christian thing, and I don't really understand why I'm doing it, but I'm doing it. Because, I see it in the Bible, and so I'm just going to do it because I see it in the Bible. Let me ask you a question. If we give that kind of praise, is that really praise? Or is that just words? Psalm 9. So you should be in Psalm 9 now. I'm going to read verses 1 through 12. It begins with a preface. It says it's to the choir master. Remember that all of the psalms were songs. This would have been sung into the ancient Hebrews. According to Muthlabin, which is some kind of musical term, and we don't know what it is, a psalm of David. David wrote this. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before your presence. For you have maintained my just cause. You have sat on the throne, giving righteous judgment. You have rebuked the nations. You have made the wicked perish. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. The enemy came to an end in everlasting ruins. Their cities you rooted out. The very memory of them has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has established his throne for justice, and he judges the world with righteousness. He judges the peoples with uprightness. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord who sits enthroned in Zion. Tell among the peoples his deeds. For he who avenges blood is mindful of them. He does not forget the cry of the afflicted. We'll stop there. This psalm is a psalm of praise. Look at the first two verses. I will, I will. If you've got a pen, underline all four of those I wills. It'll actually help you understand what's going on in this psalm. I will. I'm going to do this, God. That's what David is saying. And then look at verse 11. Sing praises to the Lord who sits enthroned in Zion. Tell among the peoples his deeds. And so we've got this, I will give thanks with my whole heart. This is a heart thing. This praise is a heart thing. Praise is not an intellectual thing. You don't really give intellectual praise. It comes from the inside. It just comes out when you praise people. And so it's with your whole heart I will give thanks. He says, I will recount all of your wonderful deeds in verse 1. He calls them wonderful deeds. How do you think he's saying that? I'll tell all your wonderful deeds. No, I will recount your wonderful deeds, God. There's some feeling in there as he is saying this. I will, verse 2, I will be glad and exult in you. The English word exult means rejoice. I'm going to have joy in you, God. This is heart stuff, gladness, joy, wonderful deeds. With my whole heart, I will give thanks. These are all heart words that he's giving to us here. And then, verse 2, I will sing praise to your name. And then verse 11, sing praise. There's singing involved in this praise. Of course, it's a song. And so in the song, he's saying to the people, sing it, guys, sing it. That's what David is doing. When we praise God, we're new people, in a sense, if we're really praising God. Because it does something to our hearts. It comes from the inside of our hearts. I know sometimes Asian culture sometimes is more reserved than American culture. You know, you're more careful with your emotions and your feelings. But here's the deal. The more you praise, the less reserved you get. That's true. And so, don't be afraid to rejoice and praise God and sing and put your heart in it. And not just, praise the Lord. Put your heart in it. It's okay. In fact, not only is it okay, it's right. I want you to think of two men praising a girl. So I bet you can imagine this. So man number one, he praises the girl this way. He says, she's pretty. Man number two praises the girl this way. He says, oh man, she is pretty. Now they pretty much said the same thing. But which one really praised the girl? Girls, which one do you want to be praising you? And number two, because you see more heart in number two, don't you? Than number one. They said the same thing, but there's something about putting your heart into it that changes it, doesn't it? There is a heart component to praise. It's got to be there. You see it in this psalm. There's a heart component to what David is doing. And so when you're praising God, Praise God. Put your soul in it. Now, when I say this, I don't mean fake the heart to look good. You know, sometimes not every person who's raising their hands is really raising their hearts. And so there, I don't mean just on the outside, just put some false emotion or false... That's not the deal. It needs to be real from the heart. God wants substance in your heart. And to get substance, here's what helps to get substance. It helps to know why you are praising. That's what we talked about earlier, right? When you praise, there's always a reason for it. And when you start thinking of the reasons, you start seeing that, I can really praise God genuinely from the heart. This isn't just words, because I know why I'm doing this. In fact, stating why we praise God is a good thing to do. It's also right. We praise Him with our heart, and we tell Him why. Both of those things are right. And when you look at this psalm, that's actually what you see David doing. And so, look at verse 1. He says in verse 1, I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. Recount is an English word that means tell. And so all he's saying is, God, I am going to say why I'm going to praise you. I'm going to tell your wonderful deeds. And then look at verse 11. He says, sing praises to the Lord who sits enthroned in Zion. Tell among the peoples his deeds. Now notice this telling the deeds of God and praising God are right next to each other in verse 1 and 2, and again in verse 11. That's because they belong together. The business of praising God and the business of declaring why belong next to each other. We praise God for reasons. Okay, declare those reasons. What are the reasons why you praise God? And David gives us his reasons. And so he starts in verse 3. So just look at the psalm. Look at verse 3. He says in verse 3, when my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before your presence. And then look at starting in verse 4. If you've got a pen, underline. You have. You've maintained my cause. You have sat on the throne. You have rebuked. You have made the wicked perish. You have blotted out their name. Verse 6, you rooted out. God. He's telling God what God has done. Those are very specific reasons why he's praising God. He just got done in verse 1 saying, I will recount, I will tell all of your wonderful deeds. And now what is he doing? He's telling God's wonderful deeds as God revealed himself in David's life and in David's situation. David had a lot of enemies. And God delivered David from those enemies. And he's saying, God, you did that. That wasn't me. You did that. I will praise your name. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High, because you took care of my enemies. You delivered me from them. That's the idea. That's what David is doing in this psalm. He's declaring the praises of God, and then he's stating why. He's getting specific as to what God has done. He then continues in verse 7, and he's talking about what God does in general, not just with David's situation. He says, the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has established his throne for justice. He judges the world with righteousness. He judges the peoples with uprightness. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed. That's verse 9. A stronghold means a protection. He's saying God protects the oppressed. A protection, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name put their trust in you. He's saying, God, you are trustworthy. We can put our trust in you. And so then what does he say? Verse 11. Sing praises to the Lord who sits enthroned in Zion. Tell among the peoples his deeds. That's how this psalm is flowing. Everything I've given there, from verses 3 to verse, really, 12, is a reason why David is praising God. He's putting all his heart into it, and he's telling us why. Okay, so what's this look like for you and me now? We've seen David do it. What's it look like for us? So David begins with, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Why? Well, God, you have paid my sin with the blood of your Son. Praise your name. You have put your spirit in my heart, and you've given me joy. Praise you. I will be glad and exult in you, God, because you have given me that. Father, you have given me an eternal hope in Christ. Blessed be your name. You have united my soul with Christ. Praise the Lord. You've given me yourself. You've changed my affections. I used to live for my career, or I used to live for empty pleasure, but you've given me a reason to live. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You can give those kind of answers. Those kind of answers are things like spiritual blessings that God has given you, the peace He's given you, the change that you've seen in your life, forgiveness, the cross, the Spirit. Those are God's great blessings for His people. And He deserves praise for them. And when you begin to see what He's done in your life, how can you not give Him praise for those things? But you can also give some earthly specifics. Like David was talking about deliverance from his enemies. You turned back my enemies. We can give those kind of answers too, because those things are also reasons to praise God. And so, for David, my enemies were seeking my life, but God, you delivered me. Praise your name. So for you and me, God, you spared my life in that car, almost car accident. Right?
Yes.
Praise your name. God, you prevented me from pursuing that girl or that guy that I really liked and that I now see would have been a big disaster. Praise you. Thank you for not letting me have that girl or that guy, whoever it was. God, you provided my needs when I lost my job. Bless your name. God, you healed my body when I cried out to you. Praise you. God, you changed the heart of my friend. He was so critical of what I was doing, but something happened in his heart. That was you, God. Praise you. Thank you. God, you protected me when people falsely accused me of cheating. Thank you, God, for your protection there. Praise the Lord. Praise his name. I will be glad and exult in you. That's the idea. Now, the kind of stuff I'm talking about here is the heart of this psalm. And I want you to catch the heart of this psalm and not just the words. And so just kind of follow me along. I'm going to read through it again. I just want you to follow me. So you kind of know what's going on. I'm just going to read it again. And I'm going to, I'll paraphrase as we go through. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before your presence. God, verse 4, you have done this, and you have done this, and you have done this, and you have done that, and you have done this, and you have done this. Verse 7, the Lord sits enthroned forever. He judges with righteousness. He's a protection for the oppressed. Those who know your name trust in you. You do not forsake those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord, who sits enthroned in Zion. Tell among the peoples his deeds. That's how the psalm is flowing. I will tell of all of your wonderful deeds. Okay. What I want us to do now is to do what the psalmist is doing and not just read about it. And so what I'm going to ask you to do is this. I want you to think of some things. I want you to start to get specific. Why should you praise God? What's he done? And you can think of spiritual stuff. You can think of just circumstances in your life. Either one of those are perfectly acceptable. If you want, I'm going to give you just a couple minutes to think. If you want to write it down, write it down. Then I'm just going to ask us to share. We're not going to go around and everybody has to share something. But if you would like to share, we're going to share. What is your reason for praising God? And so, right now, just think for a minute or so.